With the News Flash, I'm Ryan Gatenby on Mid-Missouri's News Radio, 104.1 FM and 1420 AM KRLL. Brought to you by KFC. Missouri drivers will soon be able to travel faster on rural interstates. Governor Mike Kehoe has signed a law raising the speed limit to 75 miles per hour on rural interstate highways. The higher speed limit takes effect August 28th. Governor Mike Kehoe has signed new election legislation affecting campaign fundraising and voting rights in Missouri. The law bans automatic recurring campaign donations without a donor's clear consent and restores voting rights to many people on probation or parole. Missouri is increasing penalties for drivers who illegally pass stopped school buses. A new law signed by Governor Mike Kehoe raises fines, adds 5 points to a driver's license, and makes it a felony if a child is injured. The new penalties take effect later this year. Missouri Insurance Director Angela Nelson is reminding homeowners to review their flood insurance after last week's deadly flash flooding in south central Missouri. Officials say standard homeowners insurance does not cover flood damage, and most flood policies are purchased through FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program. Nelson says flooding can happen anywhere it rains, and Missourians should understand their risk before the next storm. State officials are encouraging residents to review their coverage before severe weather strikes again. Ameren, Missouri is asking state regulators to approve an electric rate increase that would raise the average residential bill by about $13 a month beginning next year. The proposal comes as the utility expands power generation to meet growing demand, including from planned AI data centers. Consumer advocates say the case will also examine whether large data centers are paying their fair share so residential customers don't shoulder the added costs. With the News Flash, I'm Ryan Gatenby on Mid-Missouri's News Radio, 104.1 FM and 1420 AM KRLL.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.